So this GPS interference story starts with researchers noticing systematic jamming across European airspace and deciding to actually track down the source. Sarah, walk us through what they discovered.
This is a fantastic piece of technical detective work, Marcus. The researchers used a combination of aircraft transponder data and ground-based GNSS monitoring to triangulate interference patterns. What they found is that there's been coordinated high-power jamming affecting aviation across multiple European countries, not random interference, but something clearly deliberate and sophisticated.
The business implications here are staggering when you think about it. European aviation relies on GPS for everything from approach procedures to fuel-efficient routing. If someone can systematically disrupt that, they're essentially holding the entire air transport sector hostage. The economic damage from flight delays, rerouting, and safety margins alone could run into billions.
What's particularly concerning from a technical standpoint is the sophistication involved. This isn't someone with a jammer in their car causing local interference. The paper describes interference patterns that suggest multiple coordinated sources with significant power output. The fact that they can affect aircraft at cruising altitude means we're talking about serious transmitter infrastructure.
And let's be honest about the geopolitical context here. This is happening during a period of heightened tensions in Europe, and GPS jamming has become a standard tool of modern warfare and political pressure. The question isn't really whether this is state-sponsored, it's which state and what their objectives are.
The technical methodology they used is actually quite clever. They analyzed ADS-B data, that's the automatic dependent surveillance broadcasts that aircraft send out with their GPS-derived positions. When GPS is jammed, aircraft either lose position entirely or start reporting obviously wrong positions. By correlating these anomalies across multiple aircraft and timeframes, they could work backwards to identify the interference sources.
From a regulatory perspective, this puts European aviation authorities in a difficult position. They can't just ignore systematic jamming, but responding effectively requires attribution, and attribution requires intelligence capabilities that cross into sensitive territory. Plus, any public response might reveal defensive capabilities or lack thereof.
There's also a broader infrastructure resilience question here. GPS has become so fundamental to modern systems that we've created single points of failure across entire sectors. Aviation, shipping, power grids, financial trading. They all depend on precise timing and positioning from satellite signals that can be disrupted by relatively simple ground-based transmitters.
What's interesting is that this research was published openly on ArcSiv. That suggests either the authors believe public awareness is more important than operational security, or the relevant authorities already know everything in this paper and more. Either way, it's a signal that the GNSS interference problem has moved beyond classified intelligence briefings into public technical discourse.
The paper also demonstrates something important about open source intelligence gathering. Academic researchers with access to publicly available flight data were able to conduct sophisticated analysis of what amounts to ongoing electronic warfare. That's both encouraging for transparency and concerning for operational security. If academics can do this analysis, so can adversaries looking to optimize their jamming strategies.
Looking ahead, this is likely to accelerate European investment in alternative positioning systems. The EU has been developing Galileo partly for sovereignty reasons, but systematic GPS jamming makes that investment look prescient rather than paranoid. We might see faster deployment of ground-based backup systems and more redundant navigation approaches.